Alright, Gen Z fam, listen up. You know that feeling when your phone's about to die and you're in the middle of scrolling through TikTok? Pure panic, right? Or when you've got a quiz in 5 minutes and haven't even cracked open the textbook. Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're ditching the doom scrolling and talking about something that might actually make your life better: gratitude. I know, it sounds like something your grandma would say, but trust me on this one. This ain't some cheesy self-help mumbo-jumbo. We're diving deep into the science behind why focusing on the good stuff can seriously level up your mental game. First things first, gratitude ain't just about saying thank you for the avotos, although that's always appreciated. It's about actively recognizing and appreciating the good things in your life, even the tiny little wins. Think about it. When was the last time you genuinely felt grateful? Not just meh, but like a full-on appreciation explosion. I'm talking feeling that warm fuzzy feeling inside, you know? That right there is the magic of gratitude. Studies show that practicing gratitude can actually rewire your brain for positivity. It's like a mental upgrade, y'all. When you focus on what you have instead of what you lack, your brain starts to release those happy hormones, dopamine, serotonin, oxytocin, the whole shebang. You feel more content, less stress, and way more motivated to crush your goals. And who wouldn't want that? Think about it like this. Negativity is a bottomless pit. You keep feeding it with bad vibes, and it just sucks you in deeper. But gratitude is like a shield, protecting you from all the BS. It helps you stay grounded, resilient, and ready to tackle anything life throws your way. Thus, it makes you way more attractive, seriously. When people see that positive glow around you, they can't help but want to be near it. Now, I know what you're thinking. Wiley, how am I supposed to just switch my brain from doom-scrolling to gratitude gear overnight? Chill, fam, it's not about being some perfect Pollyanna all the time. It's about making small, consistent changes that add up over time. Imagine this. You wake up and instead of immediately checking your notifications, you take a few minutes to appreciate the fact that you woke up healthy, that you have a roof over your head, that there's food in your fridge. Seriously, even those little things count. Then, throughout the day, make a conscious effort to notice the good stuff: a funny meme, a kind gesture from a stranger, a killer playlist on Spotify. Write them down in a gratitude journal, tell your bestie about them, or just let yourself soak it all in. Here's a real-life example. Remember that time you bombed that presentation? Yeah, we've all been there. Instead of dwelling on the disaster, imagine focusing on what you learned from it. Maybe you discovered a hidden talent for improv, or you realized you need to practice your delivery more. D. Even bad experiences can have silver linings if you look hard enough. So, Gen Z, let's ditch the negativity and embrace the power of gratitude. It's not just some hippy-dippy trend, it's a scientifically proven way to upgrade your mental game and live a happier, more fulfilling life. Remember, what you focus on expands. Choose wisely, fam. Don't forget to hit that follow button, leave a 5-star review, and tag me in your gratitude posts. Let's spread the good vibes out there, one post at a time.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.